Be quick enough?
Yes. Don't take the gun when you don't have to leave. Of course, I don't know where we are. We're Mexican American, so we don't fall in any category. We have a category over there.
But you say you speak Spanish at home.
Only Spanish. We never speak English. That's how come my accent is so heavy. I don't speak English unless I absolutely have to. I have nothing against English. It's just that I'm Spanish.
Well, what about the stores and
we speak
here?
We speak only Spanish.
Are there any places here that
are required to speak English? No.
Or is there any place here that English is spoken more than Spanish or much?
School.
Is that the only
place? That's the only place.
What about restaurants? Do restaurant menus and things, do you read anything?
We have Spanish.
So that's all?
Yes. When we go to a store in the valley and there are English-speaking sales ladies, we have our option whether we want to speak English or Spanish because they're required to speak Spanish. So if we want to make things difficult, we'll speak Spanish. If we're friendly, we'll speak English.
Well, the valley, you speak of the valley. What is the valley area?
Huh? The valley is where we go to all the stores, McAllen.
So is this the valley?
We are the lower valley.
And then?
This is where the valley ends.
And then
here.
It goes all the way?
Yes.
To where?
I imagine Harlingen. When we say the valley, I usually think of McAllen.
So do you associate more with McAllen and cities that way than, say, Zapata or something?
Yes. Like here in town, I hardly ever go out except to go like to a meeting or some club or something. But about twice a week, I go to McAllen. Then I spend all that day shopping. And when I come home, I'll be home, only home.
Is Zapata as close as
Yes.
But do you ever go that way up the road?
No. Zapata wouldn't have the stores, McAllen does. Laredo would have the stores. But it's a very lonely road.
So you, there's very... Well, do more of your friends live in the valley than upriver toward Laredo? You?
My friends all live here. I have two sisters living in the valley, in Mission. But friends, I would consider my friends the ones who live here.
That's interesting. I want to ask you to do me a favor, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
To just make this little sketch, if you would, right here. Jerry, use that one, whatever you want. Just a small floor plan sketch of the rooms in the house you lived in as a child.
The house I lived in as a child was very much like this.
Oh, well, just draw a little sketch of the rooms, because I want to know what you call them. You know, it's just a rough sketch. I don't even call
it. You want to know what?
You know, what the names of the rooms were and what the house was called.
Wait, let me get... We had a living room. We had a formal dining room. We had a big kitchen. Big kitchens are a thing in our family because the kitchen was much like this. It wasn't that modern, but it was a big kitchen with a table just like that.
You sort of lived in
it? Yes, we lived in the kitchen.
Did you ever use the living room in that house, or is that?
No, we didn't use the living room. Just like here. We didn't have a family room either. And then we had a horn.
Sounds like the kitchen was the family room.
Yes. Always, as far as I can remember, the kitchen has been. We had a long hall. We had a bedroom for my parents right here. Then we had one for the girls, one for the boys. We had a toilet here and one big porch. These were closets. This was a winter stuff closet where my mother would put all the clothes out of season. And this was a porch. And we had one big porch here. And she had a big garden.
That must have been a very pleasant place to live. It must have been a wonderful place.
Yes.
Now, was that here in Roma?
Yes.
And you had, then you had a place to...
And we had one at the ranch, too. In fact, our home at the ranch is much more...